before I moved here, I was considering doing the EMT and firefighter stuff, but then I realized that all of my stuff wouldn't transfer, even though I was Pro Board certified and everything and had a national registry stuff. You would still have to go back and do a lot of the same stuff all over again, and it just absolutely wasn't worth it. And I was doing everything as a volunteer. I would volunteer a lot of my time to do that.
Yeah, I know. A lot of the guys that were there were volunteer workers. The last place I lived, which was in Pennsylvania, there's a lot of volunteers there. A lot. I mean, mostly everything in Pennsylvania is volunteer work. So it's rough. And, I mean, if you volunteer and you're on the registry, you should be able to work in any state, anywhere, you know. And that's what they're trying to do with the massage thing. They're trying to make it so that it's just like if you have a gun in Florida, there's 33 other states that'll take you in with the same, you know, that you have Florida residency and a gun, you know. I mean, it should be that way. If you do the training, that training should work in all the states, you know, whatever it is. I mean, if you're an EMT in New York City, you should be able to be an EMT in Florida, and they might be, I could see an upgrade training because it's not here, and you have to have a little training about, you know, keeping yourself with enough fluids or, you know, be very careful of this or that, but, you know, I can't see a person taking all that stuff over again, throwing all that time in their life out and the money and the books. It's not fair and it's not right. It's just like, look, I'm going for a fire inspector. There's not much more to become a building inspector because a lot of the codes that the building inspectors go with are the same as the codes that fire inspectors are using. Because we use the electrician's code books, we use all of these other code books that are not specific to just being a fire inspector. So the thing is, the whole thing in a nutshell is they're teaching you how to look up things to the point that you can switch your hat almost at any time. But yet the system so far is not allowing people to do that and make that massive amount of money that they could. I mean, I have a friend that's doing the same thing that I'm starting to do now. And the guy's going to people's houses and giving them, you know, he does, he's like a phlebotomist, you know, and he gives them supplements and this and this and that, and he's making tons of money. I mean, on a visit, he's doing, what, $500? And that's what pushed me to get my NIP number for medical massage.